Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we all agree that Sonny Gray, even though I like him and I think he's still got something left in the tank here, is not a guy who goes deep into games often. 180 innings and 30-something starts. You know, he goes about five and two-thirds, which isn't bad by any means, but it's not Garrett Crochet. I mean, he's not giving you that, and he's not giving you those kind of innings. He didn't miss any starts, and he is durable for a guy his age for now. There's question marks with him, for sure. And to really dig into it, I decided to venture over into the world of St. Louis Cardinals radio, video, blogs, all sorts of stuff. And I happened upon this fella here named J.D. Heffron from the Locked On Cardinals podcast. And he did a whole opening segment on the Sonny Gray trade from the St. Louis perspective. And had this to say.
In his two seasons in St. Louis, he combined to go 27-17 in 60 starts, had a 4.07 ERA, an ERA plus of 101, 3.26 FIP, 1.164 WHIP. These are solid numbers, right? These are solid numbers for Sonny Gray, but not the number one type of stuff people expected out of him. The home run ball was a real problem for him. He gave up 46 dingers over the last two seasons. Set a career high this past year, serving up 25 of them, constantly having to do the neck turn because the home run ball was flying over the wall. It was rough watching that. If he was able to keep the ball in the ballpark, usually had a pretty good day by Sonny Gray, but when he got it up over the plate, it was getting rocked.
Okay, a couple of things. And this, I was going over his reference page yesterday looking for any things that were, you know, red flags, green flags, whatever. And on the peripherals, there's a lot of green flags. I understand the 4.28 ERA and the 96 ERA plus are nothing really to write home about. But I just missed the home runs. In the last 2 years, Sonny Gray has given up a career high in home runs last year, 2024. He gave up 21. That was at the time a career high. Last year, in more innings, he gave up, he broke his own record with 25 home runs allowed. So the last 2 years have been consecutive, breaking his own record, his career high in home runs allowed. And that's in St. Louis. Makes you wonder what it's going to look like at Fenway Park. And his numbers at Fenway Park are nothing really to be all excited about either. More so than that, though. St. Louis Cardinals fans, I told you, I believe to be some of the too friendly. In terms of like too friendly, they're at the top of the list when it comes to baseball fans. Overly friendly fans. And they're very positive. They're very positive people in general, even when the team's no good. And they don't seem to be too bothered by the fact that Sonny Gray was traded away for a lottery ticket, really, in Clark, let's be honest here. He's 22 years old, but that's a lottery ticket there. He could be something. He might not be. And Dick Fitz, who is you know, a fun jersey to buy. But other than that, you know, didn't really give you all that much last year after those first couple of starts. That, I think, is something. And I know Cardinals fans are going to look on the bright side of everything, but I also think that if they really thought they were getting ripped off, if they really thought this was like a bad move and that Sonny Gray was a guy that they needed to keep, then you'd hear a little bit more of that, and I haven't heard any of that. I'm not hearing that at all. And Cardinals fans, you know, they talk. They got, you know, that's about as active as it gets down there in the sports media world. You know, like that's what they're talking about, that and the Blues. Like they don't have too much else to really get to. And that's fine. I mean, listen, you know, all markets are different, but the Cardinals are a big part of what sort of stirs the drink down there. And it doesn't seem like there is a whole bunch of bad feelings about this trade. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe everybody benefits from this trade. The Cardinals are a team that's rebuilding. They're a team that, you know, is on a different trajectory from the Red Sox. Therefore, they're moving on from a guy and getting younger. Don't really have much use for this veteran starter. Fine. But if they thought he was really worth a lot more than what they got back, then you would at least hear some of that. If you feel like you're not getting much of that at all. And that may not end up meaning anything. But I do take that into account. Because I think that there is something to be said, especially for a very in-tune baseball market like St. Louis. They care about that team down there. They do. Even in down years. I mean, they're right on top of what's going on with the Cardinals. And, you know, Sonny Gray, hey, it was a nice 2 years. They expected him to be a number one ace, you know, at age 35, 36. He wasn't that. And now he's gone. What do you expect Sonny Gray to be, Red Sox fans? What do you expect him to do? How do you expect him to pitch? Do you expect him to pitch like Brian Baio or like Lucas Giolito? Is he going to be, you know, give you those kind of numbers? Is he going to be that kind of starter? Is he going to be better than those guys? Is he going to be worse than those guys? Where do you sort of see this going? I think there's a whole range of potential outcomes here, and none of them really, to me, I understand that he does have a lot on the peripherals anyway, you know, strikeout rate, misses a lot of bats, doesn't walk a lot of guys, all that stuff that the Red Sox really like and that certainly Andrew Bailey really likes and Craig Breslow really likes when it comes to their pitching staff. Not just throwing breaking balls, Harold Reynolds, it's more than that, considerably more than that, I would say. But is that enough? Is that enough to be able to look at this rotation, this pitching staff in general, and to be able to say, yeah, okay, we can turn our attention to something else, circle back to this, you know, when we need to. And there's a long time now between here and February, all right, when the pitchers and catchers start reporting. You got a long time here. You got months of hot stove where, you know, this shouldn't really be something that is on your mind like that at all.
Bunch of breaking balls.
But we are Red Sox fans, after all, and last year's offseason was the outlier. Outlier. I always do that. That's legitimate. That's legitimate. This is a nice opening salvo, again, and I said the same thing last year. And last year they delivered. Last year they delivered in the offseason. I would hate to think that that's sort of the, okay, this is the bar. We don't have to clear the bar, but we just got to get back up to where the bar is. Lucas Giolito's at it. Okay, we'll replace him. We got Alex Bregman leaving. Okay, we'll try and replace the right-handed bat if we can. But, you know, we do have Meyer waiting in the wings to play third base. Maybe that's our replacement. I don't know. We'll see what they do. If they miss out on Pete Alonso, I feel like that's going to be pretty tough. It's going to be pretty tough to go in if you don't get Bregman back. Not a lot of other options there for right-handed power. Certainly nothing to the level of Pete Alonso. We've gone over that list a few times. There's hardly anything on it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick before we go to break here, Breslow was asked about what areas he plans to target next, and I thought this answer was an interesting one as well.
We've been pretty transparent about our desire to add to the rotation and our desire to add a bat on the position player side. It's impossible to know exactly what the order of operations will be. So we'll continue to look for opportunities to improve the team. But I wouldn't say we're going to exclusively focus on one thing at the expense of the other. We want to be open-minded and so I don't think this is a close off all opportunities and look exclusively at position players, but I also think that, there's a chance that comes into focus now over the next couple of weeks.
Okay. That little bit at the end, that was a little scary. Because everything he set up until that little bit at the end, it made it seem like this was just a move. This doesn't mean anything about what's going on after this in terms of, shutting the door or not exploring other avenues or whatever. And then he goes, but that may come into focus here a little bit. Just play that last bit at the end, Joe, if you could.
So I don't think this is a close off all opportunities and look exclusively at position players, but I also think that, there's a chance that comes into focus now over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, I don't like that there's a chance. I don't like that there's a chance of that. There should not be a chance of that. That right? Am I reading that right? Am I hearing that right? He said pretty plainly, this is not a situation where we're closing off the avenue of starting pitching and going just to position players, but it may get to that.
Sheriff, this is no time to panic. This is the perfect time to panic.
That's right. I mean, there's a chance. I guess there's a chance that it doesn't. But you shouldn't be talking about that as a possibility at all right now. Surprised that he did. Surprised that he mentioned it that way. That is a red flag. That's a red flag. There were some green flags in what he said. That was a great big red one. And I hate that was like the end of that answer.
Does the red flag supersede all the green flags that he said?
There were some other red flags too. I don't know. I'd have to go and listen to the whole thing over again. Count my flags.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.